Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Respected honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we welcome you to this program, our interview segment, and this is the date. Today is the 26th of Rabi'ul Awal 1446. Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Saab Damat Barakatuh is with us. Let's welcome Mufti Saab. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa Zaid Khan. Jazakallahu khairan.
Today our topic is on terrorism. Mufti Saab, what is terrorism?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Where Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala addresses the Muslim countries, Arab countries, all of them, especially the leaders, prime ministers, presidents, kings, and whoever. وَعِدُّوا لَهُمْ مَسْتَطَعْتُمْ مِنْ قُوَّةٍ وَمِنْ رِبَاطِ الْخَيْلِ. Now this word here is the key word for today's topic. تُرْهِبُونَ بِهِ أَدُوَ اللَّهِ وَأَدُوَكُمْ. That you must strike fear, terror in the hearts of Allah's enemies and your enemies. So therefore today they use this. Just look at Inqilab-e Zamana, how times have changed. Any person speaks the truth against America, against Britain, against Europe, the West, Israel, and so forth, then they call us Irhabi, that we are the terrorists and so forth. So that is how you must remember the Zionist media and the world politicians and the murtads and the munafiqeen within our own ranks. So that is what has happened. You must remember that. Otherwise, the facts are on the ground. So you must remember this. Step. If you just go to Palestine, occupied Palestine, and see when was terrorism used there in that context there. So you must remember that there was that these gangs that were there running the show after the World War II. You had the Irgun gang and you had the Haganah gang and all of them. So they were called terrorists. They were the first people to be called terrorists by the British. So who used the word terrorism there? So in occupied Palestine were the British, first and foremost. Against whom? Against these people. Yeah, I remember this. So against these settlers and against these gangs massacring, killing the Palestinians. And you see, our problem as Muslims, I mean, what are the facts we must speak? And this is very sad. Even in our darulums and madrasas, and I can't understand, you know, that we don't even teach them the basic things. So if you look at the Likud party, L-I-K-U-D, so this guy, Bibi Netanyahu, the war criminal, the butcher of Gaza, everything, the whole world knows that. So now they all belong to Likud party. But who's the founder of the Likud party? That Menachem Begin. Menachem Begin becomes the leader and prime minister of Israel. But he was one of the main characters to promote these gangs and all of them. So when you look at the term terrorism that was used, remember at that time there, so it was used by the British against these characters. So you must always put this whole picture together. Menachem Begin, founder of the Likud party, Netanyahu, he's leading the Likud party, and the British call them the Irgun gang and the Haganah gang, then the Stern gang, all of them put together form the IDF and the Israeli Diaper Force, Defense Force, and they were the original people who were called this. But you know, Quran teaches us, وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضُ. These kuffar, they will always be the friends of one another. Among themselves, they will differ all that, they will even fight and kill, you know. But when it comes against Islam and Muslims, so then they unite, see. See, therefore Quran taught us chapter 5, verse 51. But who takes heed today? That's the sad part. That's the tragedy. Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu la tattakhidhu al-yahuda wal-nasara awliya. O you who believe, do not take the Jews and the Christians to be your protectors and your friends. Now just look at this verse. Ba'aduhum awliya'u ba'ad. And they are the friends of one another. Now if you just take today's politics, Saudi Arabia, they got a whole channel channel there. They're always competing, you understand, with the other Arab countries. So Jazeera is millions of miles ahead of them in their media and everything. You must remember the Arabic one, the English one, and so forth. We're not here to promote the TV station or the. But if you look at, you must remember what were things they did from those days already, how they exposed so many things. So now you take Israel, they say democracy, but they kick Jazeera out. Why? Because they were exposing them for what they had to murder Shirin Abu Akila and all these things there. So that is terrorism. So where you start murdering journalists, you start incarcerating people, you start putting people and there's detention without trial like South Africa here, that is terrorism. So all this will be considered as terrorism as far as we Muslims are. But that's not what I want to say in the light of this verse, chapter 5, verse 51. So if you just take across the board, easily you can take 5-6 countries. Saudi Arabia, 100% cooperating with America and Israel. All this is just for home consumption. That we will not have ties with Israel unless the state, you must remember, Palestine. It's just for to make the Muslims fools and idiots, you know. Because al-awam kal-an'am, the masses are asses, you see. And that we know how they operate. Then you take Emirates. So Emirates and Saudis, they hate Hamas. And they hate, you must remember, the whole jihad thing and so forth and all these kind of things there. And they are Salafi scholars. Many of them have made this publicly known and all this. So they will rather say we must have peace with Israel. And not what they call tatbi'ah, bain al-dawlatain or bain al-dual, that normalize ties with them. So that is terrorism for us. So you must remember that you're playing right into the hands of Israel because they want to keep on extending and expanding and all that. Then you take Jordan, then you take Egypt. These were the first countries. So Egypt made so-called peace in Anwar Sadat's time. Then this was Shaitan's made here, you must. That was 79 and all that around there. And then these guys in 94, Jordan made and so forth. So this is terrorism for us. That you are selling out your own people and you are traitors to your own people. And if the people rise up, then you use your own army to shoot them. So that is terrorism. So you must remember. So a lot of things that we need to understand, that our biggest problem is we don't have leadership in the Muslim Ummah, the true Muslim Ummah. I mean, you can't say Taliban. Taliban can't even say that they are running Afghanistan properly. They got so much opposition from the West and from this and all of them. And I mean, there are huge problems there. So that might be just for Afghanistan. But the Ummah at large, who's the leadership? There's no leadership. If you go to Google today and you look there, who's the Khalifa? You know whose name comes there? The Qadiani leader's name comes there. What a disgrace that is, you must remember that. So you take Saudis, then you take, you must remember, Emirates, you take Jordan, you take Egypt, you take Bahrain, you take Morocco, all Murtads and all Shaitans and so forth. And then you find majority of the Muslim countries aligning themselves with either America or either. So therefore, we must know that who our enemies are. Imagine from time of Nabi alayhi salatu, in time of Nabi alayhi salatu salam, there were so many munafiqs. I mean, a whole surah got revealed. I always told you, look at the starting first 5 verses of Surah Baqarah is for muttaqeen. The next 2 verses, remember, are for the kuffar, open kuffar. So that's 7 verses. And then 13 verses for munafiqin. To show us that this will always be a big problem in the Ummah. Then you got the Shias on the other side, you see. So the Shias are helping Hamas, there's no doubt about that. But the fact remains, they have a hidden agenda. It's not the la fillah, they're doing something. It's they all got a hidden agenda. So you must remember this thing. Now this whole news has made world news and will continue for the weekend and how many weeks. About, we mustn't call them Hezbollah, rather we call them Hezbo Shaitan, as the words of Yusuf Qardawi. That's a better term for them. You say Hezbollah once, twice, but you must say that we call them, our terminology, Hezbo Shaitan. So same thing, Hassan Nasrullah, not Hassan Nasrullah, Hassan Nasrullah Shaitan. That is how we must say it. So in that way there, that these guys, take this Hamas. Did Hassan Nasrullah from the start say we're going to help Hamas? The key word there is from the beginning, from the start, did he say? He never said that. So he said, we will see, we will do this, ambiguous statements, all these type of things here. But when they saw the tide is turning, then they say, yes, we'll help, and so forth. So that is not your friendship and leadership and all that. You join the winning party and so forth. Therefore, for every alim and every person who knows Arabic and every person who wants to protect and preserve Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Ibn Taymiyyah, Shaykhul Islam, on this issue has made great contribution. His book Minhajul Sunnah, and therefore he writes there that this Shias ashaddu alayna min al-Yahud wa al-Nasara, you know, that they are worse for us, the Muslims, true Muslims, compared to even the Jews and Christians and so forth. Then if you read even his fatwa, so many fatwas against the Shias and so forth and so on. So that is like a must, you know, that we must try and read that. If we can't read the whole book, then at least read some portions of it. It'll give us a lot of insight and all that. Another point we must remember is this, that the same Hezbollah, when Bashar al-Assad was massacring, killing the Muslims, and now they were like united in opposing him. So who fought the people who were opposing Bashar al-Assad, the 100% kafir, non-Muslim? But it's Hezbollah. They were raping the Sunni woman, murdering the Sunnis. Therefore, today if you go to Syria and all the husbands, you know, that time the Americans killed that Qasim Soleimani. So on radio I said that time, I said one shaitan killed another shaitan. So if you ask me, yeah, same thing is a replay, that our worst enemies are the Jews and the Hindus, Quran says. So the Jews, they are the ones who brought about the Shias, and it's not in our books, in their books, Rijalul Kashi Nobakhti writes that the founding fathers of Shia Azam was a Jew. So, I mean, this speaks volumes in itself and so forth. So, therefore, the Syrian Muslims, the Sunnis, are very, very happy with that, all this, you know, the pagers and the cell phones and all that blowing up and what have you. And now Hassan Nasr Shaitan getting killed and so forth. No martyrdom business there. Martyrdom, you'll be Muslim. We say Shias don't have a Muslim. So therefore, we need to have that parameters. That what is our parameters? Then, but today is not like that. Even Muslims and even ulama, I don't say all, but many, that we don't have parameters. We want to please everybody and anybody and so forth. So how are you going to work like that? So that are the big problems that we are facing today.
Mufti Sahib, since they attempt to corrupt through jihad, please clarify to the general public the difference between jihad and terrorism.
So you must remember, terrorism is that you don't bother who you attack. Look at Israel. If you take their figures, give our figures, if you take their figures, which the world is agreeing now, that more than 40,000 dead, you know, stood there in Gaza in 1 year, now it's 1 year plus minus. And if you take, you must remember, children, 17,000, 20,000 dead, and so forth. So that is 100% genocide. 100% remember will be terrorism. 100% terrorism, you destroy, demolish the mosques, the churches, the schools, the universities indiscriminately, and they're proud about it and so forth, you see. So that will be 100% terrorism. Jihad doesn't work like that. Jihad will be, and we got dalil and evidence for that. It is the month of Muharram, and it is the 7th year of the Hijrah. And what do you see? That you see Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam telling the Muslim army and addressing Sayyidina Ali on the one side, because Sayyidina Ali was going to carry the flag, and he carried the flag in a banner, and then he became Fatih Khaybar. Allah gave him that honor that he played a very prominent role, and he conquered Khaybar in the 7th year of the Hijrah during the month of Muharram, and 1994 Jews were dispatched straight to hell and so forth. So remember, so all that. But look at the sequence of events. Nabi alayhi salatu salam said, Ya Ali, la'ayya hadiyallahu bika rajulan wahida, that through your efforts, if one person embraces Islam, is khairul laka min humrin na'am, better for you than the red camels. So what is that telling you? So we must give da'wat first. You see, our whole thing has been hijacked by the enemy. The word jihad, so they call us Irhabi terrorists, jihadis, that we promoting jihad. But the meaning they take, kalimatu haqqin wa iradatul batil, that they take the meaning of jihad to be qital only, fighting only. That's wrong. So you must remember that. What we're doing now, so remember educating the ummah, that also is jihad. So it's got a very broad connotation and so forth. So first thing the Muslim army will do, they will invite people towards Islam. And that is better for you than all the raid, Ferraris and Lamborghinis and Porsche and what and Bentleys and what Cadillacs, Rolls Royce. Whatever you want to say. So in this day and this age, that will be a translation. Then second, the hadith in Bukhari Sharif, this is. Then, if you want, you want to stay in our land, our country, fine, you don't want to embrace Islam. So then Quran says, Surah 2, then Surah Baqarah, and verse number 256. So what it says, La ikrah fiddin. La ikrah fiddin is for the kuffar. For the Muslims, you can make ikrah. So remember, if a person don't read salat all day, then what you must do? Wadribuhum alayha in the ashar. So at the age of 10, you must hit them, discipline them. So that shows ikrah for Muslims is permissible. For non-Muslims is not permissible. So that is what we must learn. So now, if they want to stay in our country, they don't want to embrace Islam, they want to remain Jew, Christian, Hindu, Buddhist, whatever. It's fine. We don't impose upon people. But once you're in our land and you don't want Islam, then you must accept Islam. That our superiority in the sense you will have to pay us taxes and your life and your wealth, your shops and factory, whatever, and your this honor, all will be protected. So that is how Islam works. You don't want to embrace Islam. You don't want Islam, and that Islam is you stay on your own religion, but you pay tax and all that, and the superiority of Islam. Then only jihad comes. Now, how can we equate the two? You must remember, only a mad person can do that. And Israel, according to every expert who's not biased and doesn't have jaundiced eyes, have violated every law of war. They have broken the international code. They have violated the Geneva Convention. They have gone against everything. You must remember that. So therefore, and the biggest problem in this is that America has the right of veto, and therefore they take advantage of it and so forth. They know Uncle Sam is to back them there and so forth. So we must be clear on this. Now you show me how many Muslim president, prime ministers can say this publicly at the United Nations. The biggest terrorist in this world here today is America and Israel. And the others are like sheep, they just follow them.
Mufti Saab, Hizbul Shaitan are assisting Palestine, as Mufti Saab has mentioned. But what could be their true agenda?
So it's not only them that are assisting. You must remember Hizbul Shaitan in Lebanon, then you have the Houthis in Yemen, and then you have the Mujahideen that side in Iraq and so forth. Some are Sunni, some are Shias. You must remember that Lebanon is a very complex situation. You got 50% Christians, and you got, I'm just giving broadly now, and 50% Muslim. But that 50% Muslim is half, half, quarter, quarter, whatever you want to break down the percentages to. So that is the Shias one side and the Sunnis one side. But the problem is that there's not one Sunni group, maybe in the world also, besides maybe Taliban and them, but generally in the Arab world, there's no one who's so strong like Hezbollah. Hezbollah have collected and received millions and thousands of aid from Iran and so forth and so on. So therefore, even the Haaretz newspaper wrote one nice article or something that killing Nasrullah or Hasan Nasrul Shaitan is not going to kill the resistance. The resistance will continue, so you must remember. In fact, by killing one Hasan Nasrul Shaitan, you have brought about thousands more. So now everybody will say, let's give a go. And it's already started. I sent it out just now. So you must remember, Israel is being attacked by the Houthis. It's being attacked by the Iraqis and the Jundullah. And you know, they have very fancy names in it. And then the third one is being connected, being, you know, attacked by Lebanon also. So it shows that now. So the question you posed was a good question. Nobody will do something when they don't agree with your ideology, with your belief structure, but yet they are helping you. So they want Saitara. Saitara is control over Masjid al-Aqsa. They want over Madinah Munawwara. Then eventually, so they want control over Makkah Mukarramah. If you ask the Jutlas, they say same thing. We want also control of Makkah, Madinah, and Aqsa, we got control already. So that is what the whole agenda is, remember. So obviously, that we will say that it's better that the Jews get out and the Shias get out and the Sunnis take control. But which Sunnis? That's the question. You must remember that. So all this is our own weaknesses that we are not prepared to, you know, rise up to the challenges and so forth and so on.
Mufti Sahib, is the last question. What is the future of Palestine and who will be the true leaders of Palestine eventually?
All this is in the Quran Sharif. All this is in the Sunnah Mubarakah. I give you the references. Before we give you the references, just read the book. I gave you many a time the PDF. Haqa'iqul Qur'aniyya Hawla Qadiyat Al-Falastiniyya. So see, one Quranic verse for Kuffar, one Quranic verse for the Muslims, and then what will happen before Qiyamah. So these three things. So chapter 17, Surah Bani Israel, verse 104. What you see now, 60, 70 countries fighting Hamas, taking on the true Palestinians. فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعَدُ الْآخِرَةِ جِئْنَا بِكُمْ لَفِيفًا. We will bring you in groups and groups, in droves and droves and all that. You see that? So that is what is there. Chapter 17, verse 104. And thereafter, remember that that is the same words are there in the word mentioned. Chapter 17, verse 7. فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعَدُ الْآخِرَةِ. And then what happens? You know very well, if you have a verb in the past tense and إِذَا before that, the meaning goes to the future. So the Muslim army, not Arab army, Muslim army, true Muslim army, لِيَسُوءُوا. They will disfigure your faces, you Jutlas. وَلِيَدْخُلُوا الْمَجْجِدَ كَمَا دَخَلُوا. And then they will be the ones, you must remember, that they will enter Masjid al-Aqsa as they entered the first time via jihad, you know, talking and so forth. And then this American veto they gave, they're very proud and arrogant. وَلِيُتَبِّرُوا مَا عَلَوْا تَدْبِيرًا. So people will realize that the influence and the so-called honor of America and whoever else, so who is, like, you know, teaching batil and teaching people falsehood, so then they must perish. So they will all perish. وَلِيُتَبِّرُوا مَا عَلَوْا تَدْبِيرًا. Allah will crush them with their pride. But Allah is very, very fair, the most just. So Allah says that, you know, فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَلِيُتَبِّرُوا مَا عَلَوْا تَدْبِيرًا. Allah will crush the upright. Chapter 17, verse 7. So then Allah says, after that, when Udna, so yeah, so if these people there were in Uttum Udna, if you're going to carry on like this, then we're going to keep on punishing you, the Jutlas. So they can't find peace anyway. You saw what happened to Netanyahu now. When he walked in to give the talk, most of the people in the United Nations walked out. So absolute disgrace nationally, internationally, and everywhere. Then Isaiah, so chapter 17, verse 104, Kuffar. Chapter 17, verse 7, Muslim. You see? And then Hadith Sahih, Muslim Sharif. لا تقوم ساعة. Qiyamah will not come. حتى يقاتل المسلمون اليهود. The word Muslim is used. The true Muslim will fight the Jews. Then فيختبئ حتى يقتلهم. They'll defeat them. فيختبئ اليهودي. The Jew will take flight and run away and all that. And then this will happen, that they will take, you understand, you know, refuge behind the Hajar and Shajar. They will want to hide between the trees and behind the trees and behind the stones. And so then, even the Jews, even the trees and the stones will say, Khalfi Yahudiyun, behind me is a real terrorist. You say, Jutla, Faktulu, Ilamanaitim. So that is how we need to understand things there, that everything is in front of us, but who is there to teach it to the Muslim ummah and build up their spirits and build up, you must remember, connection with Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Then that person can have a lot of hope. And even the person, you must remember today, who goes there, he doesn't know much. So I tell him, go, you know, to the Aitam, the orphanages, go here, go there, and all that, and go see yourself what is happening and so forth. So Allah Ta'ala make easy, Allah protect the Haramain Sharifain, Allah Ta'ala protect Masjid al-Aqsa. And one good news at least, on Friday that passed, Abdullah Awad Juwani, I think he got my message somehow, so twice he used the word Yahud in the Jummah khutbah. Allahumma alayka bil Yahudi zalimin al-muhtalin. And then he made dua for Palestine, he made dua for Aqsa and so forth and so on. So all these issues here are still mentioned in the Quran Sharif and still mentioned in the Ahadith Mubarakah. And that is what we need to believe in, even if it is supra-logical, something that is beyond our perception and imagination.
We say Jazakumullah khairan to Mufti Saab for his time and for sharing with us this important information. Inshallah, next we'll go for the news with Haji Suleiman Esop. Thereafter, the Jews for the day, and that will be Jews number 27, inshallah. From us and the team, we say Jazakumullah khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.